Hello, Cancer friends. My name is Kathy Hannes. Thank you for joining me today. How are you? Hope everybody's doing really good. I'm thinking about you. If you are just joining for the first time, Hello, Cancer friends is a place for all of us to come together, make new friends. If you've been touched by cancer and you want to share your story, this is the place. You can reach out to me by going to my website. It's HelloCancerFriends.com. And wow, have you ever tuned in for a fun episode today? It's very, very special. Today is the 50th episode. 50. I can't believe it. Can you believe it? I can't believe it. You know, I really had no idea where this was headed. But I gotta say, I really love it. I love the people I've met, the friends I've made, the stories I've heard. It's really been wonderful. So I want to thank everyone from the bottom of my heart for listening. Thank you. You're the best listeners in the land. So for this episode, I wanted to make it special, of course. It's kind of a milestone, you know. And someone came to mind right away that I've wanted to have on the show for a very long time, but we just never got it together. And so I asked this person if she would come on, and she said yes. This woman is very special to me. Her heart is full of love and kindness. She's always been a role model. Someone I've looked up to all my life. This woman gave birth to me. She is my mom. And I am so excited for you guys to hear my conversation with my mom. How are you?
I'm just fine.
That's good.
The sun is shining and it's pretty out.
It is gorgeous, and I went out and shoveled instead of taking a shower and looking all nice and pretty for you. So sorry.
That's okay. I'm just comfortable myself. So
yeah, the days of COVID, you know, I look at my wardrobe and all I have are like sweatpants and leggings.
I know. Who wants to wear anything else?
Well, I think everybody is kind of leaning that way. Like,
why not?
Zippers and buttons? Forget it.
Yes.
Did you get a lot of snow?
I think we got like 3 inches or so.
Pretty exciting. Well, I noticed as I was shoveling, it's melting, you know, just as fast as I was shoveling.
Right. It's not going to stick around long, but it's kind of neat to see it on the branches. So.
Oh, yeah. It's really pretty.
It is.
Aww. Well, you are so sweet to do this for me.
Oh, no problem. I hope I don't embarrass you.
Oh, are you kidding, Mom? I swear all the time, I feel like I'm embarrassing you.
Oh, not at all.
Oh, geez.
You are my human antidepressant.
Oh, I am?
Yes, you're my human antidepressant. I heard that on the radio this morning.
That is quite a compliment, Mom.
That's Kathy.
Aw, that's so sweet. I think the same of you. Oh. Well, you know, you're my inspiration. I don't want to get you crying right off the bat.
Oh, yeah, I got my Kleenex handy here.
Do you remember? I'll never forget this. Like it all started. I knew you were like a crier when we were watching Little House on the Prairie. That episode where Mary got bit by the raccoon or something?
Oh,
and they didn't know if she had rabies or not. And it was it was Doc Baker was in the barn trying to figure out what happened. And everything turned out all right. But boy, you had a cry that night.
I know. I still do it, Kathy. I cry. I can't, I don't even know people and I cry, yeah. You know, I mean, this whole thing with Ukraine,
Yeah.
I can't help but cry. I feel so bad for these people.
You're a loving, warm person. I know, Mom.
I'm a crier, no control.
And that's okay. That's part of who you are and who I love. And I was just kind of jotting down. I think you have quite an impressive resume. Anything you don't want to talk about, you know, just say that's off limits.
Okay.
Shut your trap. I don't want to talk about it. So you grew up in Petoskey, Michigan.
That's right.
That's where you were born?
Yes, it was.
And I hear it's quite beautiful there. I can't believe I've never been there.
I can't either. You really need to go there. It is a beautiful, beautiful area.
Mm. It's like right by the Lake Michigan shoreline, right? Or
yes, it is. It's a little bay called Little Traverse Bay. There's Harbor Springs on the north side of it and Petoskey on the south side. And it's really quite a resort area.
Ooh.
Especially winter. People go there for skiing and stuff.
Wow, we'll have to check it out. You grew up in Michigan and then somehow you made it to Wisconsin and then you got married at a really young age. You were like, what, 18?
I was 18.
Holy cow. And this is what I can't get over. You gave birth to 5 children.
Yes.
How did you do that?
In 10 years.
In 10 years?
Actually, it was easy. I don't know. I just love kids and I wanted to have kids. So I did.
You did
a
great
job. I mean, not all by myself.
Yeah, right. Well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
I mean, I can't believe I got so lucky to get such a great mom and dad.
Stop it.
You could have placed me a little differently, though. I'm the rejected middle child.
Yeah, smack dab in the middle. But that's why you tended to get attention, you know,
I
to
did.
Seek it out, I think.
Oh, yeah, I had to seek it out, and I did. Remember yeah. when I pretended to have headaches all the time?
Yeah. You also used to pretend to fall asleep, and then you fell asleep.
Oh, boy. Okay, yeah. It's all coming out. Next subject. Okay. don't get me in trouble here, Mom.
Okay.
One of the most amazing things that you do, I mean, you do so many things, but you downplay this so much. You are a wildly talented artist.
Oh.
A career that spans over so many years of beautiful work in so many different mediums.
In the beginning, I was just kind of looking around for what I wanted to do. And I did drawings. I did pen and ink drawings. I did acrylic paintings when I was starting out. But I did settle down on watercolor, and I did watercolor for quite a few years. And then at one point, I switched to colored pencil. So,
and I just love, love, love everything you do. I have it all over my house. It's so beautiful. Mostly I have your floral pieces.
I kind of settle down on flowers because, you know, they don't move.
Yeah.
And, you know, I worked a lot with photographs because they do tend to die if you don't work fast enough. So,
yeah,
you know, there's just ways of doing things.
I think I took it for granted when I was a kid, like, oh, mom's drawing again, you know, and now I just look back at all of it and it's like, wow, what a talent.
Oh, thank you. I guess I always liked to draw, but I think having 5 children, well, at the point I started, I had 4.
Oh,
but
wow.
Anyway, it was something, it was like, I was someone's mom, always someone's mom. That's who I was identified as. And the art was meant to kind of give me a little escape. And it was something that would be for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I did, like a break.
I think that's so cool. And what a break it turned into. So many people are able to enjoy your beautiful work. And you've been a member of the Black Hawk Artist in the town where you live now. And how long has that been going on?
think I joined in 1978. So I guess you'd have to do the math.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's it's a long so time. Cool. Yeah. What's your favorite part about drawing and creating?
What's my favorite part? That's a good question. The actual process, I think you tend to get, once you decide on what you're going to do, you tend to get off in another world. And it really was an escape because you're so focused on what you're doing that you can kind of shut things out. And when you have 5 kids running around, it's kind of neat to be able to just go away somewhere for a little while.
Right. You
know, just to relax. And so it's the process, I guess.
Yeah, totally like an outlet for you. Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you had that.
I am too.
You earned it. I'll tell you that. I know I was a handful and I'm sorry.
No, you were good.
Well, I'm super proud of you. I love your work. All the while, you're helping us kids get through life. You've mm-hmm. always been supportive. You know, I appreciate that. There are so many things I could thank you for today. I mean, your positive outlook and just always being there for me.
I hope I am. I think it's my job, although I don't look at it as a job. I am very proud of every one of you and the grandkids. And I'm just feel myself very lucky.
And that's what I had on your resume as well. 9 grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
And you are the grandma of all grandmas. You are so sweet.
Oh, not all the time.
Oh, yes, you are. We had a blast yesterday. We came over for a little visit. It had been quite some time. Willow was very excited to see you, and you did not disappoint.
Oh, she's such a dear.
She really is. Doodle was really good. Doodle the cat, mom's cat Doodle. Willow wore little plastic gloves we tried, and so far no itches. She's allergic. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was a great idea.
Yeah. Well, of course, you've got all your cool hobbies. I would say you're quite the sports fan.
Yes, I am.
Who's your number one football team, Mom?
Well, that's pretty apparent if you came to my house, I guess, but of course the Packers.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you're not a big fan anymore, but
I'm sorry too, because we really bonded during that time, the Brett Favre years, and I try to let that anger go when they kicked Favre out of town. I'm sorry, I'm not going to go there. This is no stress zone, but you know, Mom, I think We should try again. Maybe watch a game next year together or something.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I always stuck with the team. I'm not one special person. It's like I'm loyal to the team, and it's been a long, long time, I think, since the first Super Bowl. So I remember we used to always kind of, I shouldn't probably repeat this in public, but we used to schedule our Sunday dinners around the Packer games. I admit it.
Oh, I know you did, because I remember, you know, back in the day when the Wizard of Oz was only on like once a year.
Oh, no.
And it was on. And at the time, I mean, geez, we were at the old house in the country. So I had to be under 10. I wanted to watch the Wizard of Oz. It was finally on. We had one TV in the house. Mm-hmm. And nope, we watched the Packer game.
I'm sorry.
I look back and that's pretty cool. You got to stand your ground. That's dedication.
Well, back then we really had to share. One TV, one bathroom, you know.
Wasn't that
something? And I guess I wasn't up to sharing Packers. So, I mean,
yeah.
Packer time.
The one thing you wouldn't share. Hey, that's okay. Yeah. I look back at it now and laugh, because it's kind of refreshing to know you gave yourself something instead of us.
Sure.
Yeah. What else? Oh, you like NASCAR too, right?
Yeah. I don't watch it as much as I used to, but I was really into it when Matt Kenseth was running.
Mm-hmm.
He was a good driver.
Well, he's a local guy. by you.
Yeah.
Well, Cambridge, Wisconsin. Cambridge.
Local boy makes good.
Yeah.
And it was also my husband, your dad, was working Sundays. I didn't have too much to do, so I ended up watching NASCAR.
Well, good for you. I just thought it would be cool, now that everybody's got a little chance to meet you and get to know you. This whole cancer thing, it's a total bummer for us. But if there's anything positive to say about looking at it in a different way, I mean, I can't help but thank you because of the way you raised me and just your support. I don't know if I could get through this without you. And so I want the world to know how much you mean to me.
You're not going to make me cry, are you?
No, not. I don't think we're there yet, but we probably will be before the end of this. But seriously.
Well, I didn't do it alone, Kathy. Your father was a big part of raising you. And I think we were kind of a balance.
Yeah. You know,
we were somewhat different in things that we did, but I think you all turned out pretty good.
Thanks, so, Mom.
I'm glad you had a happy childhood. I did too. And I'm thankful for that.
Mm-hmm. We're all lucky.
Lucky. Yes, we are.
Do you want to talk about Dad and what that was like going through his struggles? Yeah. You know, I haven't mentioned him on the podcast in some time, like since the first episode, but it was kind of our first immediate family run-in with cancer. And so he was diagnosed with bladder cancer. I think it was like 2007 or 8.
You're pretty close. I think it was 2006, late in 2006. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a big blow, but he went through it well. He had surgery and he actually was doing very well. But unfortunately, and I don't even know for sure what year it was, but in a few years, he actually came down with a second cancer, and it was a totally unrelated cancer. He had multiple myeloma, and that one was a bit harder to deal with.
That one was tough, and he fought it just like the other one, you know.
Oh, he did, yes.
Strong guy.
He did what he was told, and, you know, they did all they could to help him.
Yep.
He went through a trial just as you did, and, you know, he handled it well. It just got the best of him. So unfortunately, we lost him in 2013.
Yeah, that anniversary is coming up.
Yes, it is.
Next week.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think it's funny? Like, I started my trial March 13th.
Oh really?
2020. And he passed away March 15th.
Yeah.
2013.
Mm-hmm.
Probably looking down saying, I can't even believe what's going on down there.
He probably is, yes.
I think of him a lot, you know, as I'm going through treatment. Yeah. And I was with both of you quite often when he'd come mm-hmm. to the hospital and, you know, first treatments and stuff. And it really helped to kind of prepare me for everything.
Well, in a way, it helped me too, because when you talk about things that you're going through, you know, getting your treatments, I know what you're talking about because I went through it with your dad.
Yeah.
And I know where, you know, it was the same place, same hospital, not exactly the same doctors, but I definitely know what you're referring to when you tell me about your visits to the hospital.
Yeah.
I wish I could be there with you.
That's a whole nother subject that I wanted to talk to you about. You know, the whole thing is just, it's not cool. But at the same time, I've never felt closer to you.
Oh,
well, ironically, being physically distanced has brought us closer with COVID and also with your ability to travel. Now, we haven't brought this up yet, but if you don't feel comfortable talking about it, you don't have to. But you were diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in what year?
1993.
Holy cow.
Long time ago.
That is a long time ago.
I have lived with this disease for 28, almost 29 years. It doesn't really define who I am, but it is also a part of who I am. I was thinking there's a lot of good things that come out of this, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I actually feel lucky that in the beginning I had very mild symptoms and got through life pretty well. It's been a gradual decline, and I am in a wheelchair now. But in the times between, we built a house 22 years ago, and it all suits me. So I am content to be in my own home that has all the things I need at the moment. So I feel very fortunate for that. A lot of people don't get that. So I'm doing fine.
Mom, that is what you always say. She's always fine. I really think if you weren't so sweet, I would call you a liar, but you, and maybe you are fine, but you never complain. I look back to when I was diagnosed, and with COVID and everything else, you weren't able to come. I thought it was awesome though, our phone conversations and our relationship. It was like, I didn't need you to physically be there because you were there for me in my heart completely. And then there were the times when I'd say, Mom, I can barely walk this treatment. How do you do this? You know, I was able to kind of feel a little bit like a fraction of your symptoms, but still, you know, my body is not doing what I need it to do. And it just clicked with me like, oh my God, my mom, she's been through this for years. So you're really an inspiration.
Well, like I said before, I was grateful that it came on gradually and I was able to accept it. You know, when you look at it, actually, what are you going to do? If you don't accept it, you're going to wallow in self-pity and life is not going to be what it should be. I feel fortunate that I wasn't diagnosed until my children were all grown up. I have a niece who raised her children with MS. So, you know, she had it a lot tougher than I did. Somebody always has a little more than you do. And then there's always people who have less than you do. So, you know, you really don't want to compare yourself to somebody else. But I think just kind of fighting the disease and saying, you know, you're not the boss of me. I'm the boss of me. I'm going to make my life what it is. And you can put that in the back of your mind, and your body it'll do more than you think. It'll substitute when something doesn't work on this side. For instance, my right hand, I was a right-handed artist, and I slowly lost the use of my right hand. So I learned to write with my left hand, to draw with my left hand. It took time, and I just did it over time. I could do maybe not like I did before, but it gave me something different to do. So.
And now I'm going to cry because I won't forget ever when I saw your first piece you did with your left hand.
Oh, really?
Well, yes, it was like so much more than a piece of art. I mean, all of your art is extra special, but for you to overcome what you did, just very moving and very uplifting.
Well, I think it just goes to show that a positive attitude is so important, and you definitely have that. Yeah, and I think you're spreading it to others. And so I see in such a good way that you're helping everyone, including me.
Oh, Mom. So, yes, you are one of my most loyal listeners.
I think we are a mutual admiration society.
Yes, I think so too. Oh, I'm just so, so happy that you're my mom.
Oh,
you're Schmoopy.
No, you're Schmoopy.
We love Seinfeld. It's been, as the years go by since it stopped, we don't say and quote Seinfeld that much, but man, we were on a roll there for many years.
I remember you and Tom used to like the episode with the coughing dog.
I was going to say it next.
Was that your favorite?
Well, yeah, it was one of the favorites. There were so many. I'm losing them.
The soup Nazi and Elaine's dancing.
Oh my gosh. Which
my daughter-in-law and your sister-in-law does very well.
Oh my God, Trina, if you're listening, we just outed her.
Yeah, sorry, Trina.
Oh, she's so good at it. She looks like Elaine. She's beautiful.
She does.
Yeah. So she puts a dance in there. All of it together is amazing. I love how, as Dad used to call it, shit sandwich. We can take a shit sandwich and turn it into grilled chicken and corn on the cob, can't we, Mom?
Yeah.
You and me together.
Yeah, it's the way to go, really. I mean, it doesn't accomplish anything to be, self-pitying. And I mean, there are times, every day isn't perfect. There are times, I think it's more frustration than anything that gets to me. And maybe that's your case too. You want to do things you can't do. You have to accept it, but there are times when you just don't want to.
Yes.
And so, just get through it, get to the next day.
Yep. And try something new. I was really disappointed when I kept falling off my bike, shortly after treatment. And, I could always ride my bike. What do you mean my legs aren't strong enough anymore? That's just ridiculous. And it was, you have to kind of coach yourself to accept the bad, but move on to something good.
Yeah.
Replace it with something else that makes you happy.
Get your mind on something else.
Yeah. So I'll just walk or kind of chase after Willow here and there instead.
And, little by little, it could come back too.
Yeah. And you know what else, actually? I saw somewhere online, somebody was looking for an adult tricycle.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It had two big wheels on the back. It's like a regular bike with two big wheels on the back and one on the front.
That's a good idea.
Maybe I could look into that.
Maybe.
I don't know.
There's all kinds of gadgets out there.
I'm sure there's a way I could tip it over.
Me too.
Yeah, you too. Aw. Well, you're amazing. Thank you. No, you are.
Thank you. I'm really impressed with what you're doing. I think you were meant to do this. And I hope people are out there reading your blog too, not just the audio. Surprisingly, I had no idea your talent for writing. So I'm very proud of you.
Thanks, Mom. Thank you. Well, I had no idea myself. It's my blog is straight from the heart. I have to admit, a feeling builds up and this goes out to everybody. If you've got a worry or something you're excited about, no matter what the feeling is, for me, it just kind of builds up and it's my release. And I just turn on the computer, my fingers, they're like possessed and all these feelings just come out. So that is what you will find on my blog. And just a few times I would read it and be like, oh gosh, don't go there. Don't go there. That's really kind of weird or personal. And I'm like, oh, I'm letting it go.
Well, Kathy, that's one of the things that, I'm not one who's willing to share all the deepest feelings I have. It's a little harder for me. I think it's just the way I was brought up and I was not always out there talking to the world. And I just admire that. I always thought it would be really neat to be a writer or, someone like that. But I'm just amazed at your openness. And I think that's wonderful.
Thanks, Mom. Aw, very kind. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just keep going. And you're going to do the same.
Got to keep moving.
That's just what we're going to do.
We are. And I'm also very, very grateful for all the things that are happening with the research. And I hope people out there are supporting all the research that's done on cancer, because I am totally amazed at everything that's happened in the last 10 years or so. And it's going faster and faster. I consider your case an absolute miracle. And I'm so grateful for all these people and their research. It's just fantastic.
I couldn't agree with you more. And you know what? This is a secret that I'm going to tell everybody.
Uh-oh.
Sometimes, no, not about you, but but it involves you. So I was thinking, like, if we could ever meet the people who created my miracle concoction that has pretty mm-hmm. much saved my life to this point, if we could meet them, I think we should have a barbecue and invite them over and celebrate them. Great. Don't you just want to do that?
Yes.
Don't you just want to?
Yes, I
want to bring them to my family and say, look at these people, these researchers, these yes. brilliant people.
Yes. They didn't just come to that overnight. They worked yeah. hard and learned things and studied and spent, I'm sure, countless hours in the lab working on this stuff. And I couldn't be more grateful. Just
ugh.
And the doctors and the, you know, all of them.
I feel you, Mom, really because the day I told you what I was diagnosed with, if I could erase that, I would, but I can't. But all of this treatment and me still being here, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Thank God every day for it.
Oh, me too. Me too. Okay, Smoopy, we got to wrap this up because yeah, we are going to end up bawling like babies.
I know. We got to get mean and nasty here. Oh, dear.
Well, I can't thank you enough for being my very, very special guest on this very special 50th episode of Hello Cancer Friend.
Well, thank you for having me here, and congratulations on your 50th episode. I'm so proud of you. Oh, keep it up.
That means so much, Mom, and you know I will.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too. Take care, Mom. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Mom. That was really cool. It makes my heart sing knowing that you were part of Hello Cancer Friends, my passion, my purpose. You mean so much to me. Thank you. And by the way, I just realized I never told anybody your name. God, I'm losing my marbles. So my beautiful mom's name is Priscilla. How cool is that? My mom's name is Priscilla. If you can't tell, I do worship the ground she walks on. And there is reason for that. She's earned it. So, wow. Yeah. Great time talking to her today. I hope you enjoyed it. Well, that wraps up the 50th episode of Hello Cancer Friends. I still can't believe it. I hope we do 50 more at least, maybe 500 more. You never know. You never know. You're going to have to stay tuned to find out. If you'd like to be a guest on Hello Cancer Friends, please go to my website. It's HelloCancerFriends.com. I would love, love, love to hear from you. Just shoot me a quick message. Let me know if you'd like to share your story, if you have questions, if you just want to talk. You don't have to have cancer to do this. If you've been touched by it, if you'd like to tell your story, if you have questions, whatever. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you have a really great week. Take good care. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.